we have in the studio with us Lisa Hines. Am I saying that right? Is it Heinz or Hines? Or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm easygoing.
All right. Lisa, welcome to the Monday Afternoon Show. It's a real pleasure to have you come up here. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
I think Lynn mentioned you might be coming. This was a while ago, but we didn't have it quite set up, and now here you are, and you are from Tobacco Free Action, who underwriting support given to WGXC.
That's right.
We hear your name quite frequently.
Yeah, we believe in you guys.
Yeah, which is great. And you are here to talk about an event coming up.
I am.
Or is it an event? Is that what you call it?
It is. It's one of our health holidays, we call it.
There we go.
It's the Great American Smokeout, and it happens the third Thursday of every November. So that's an easy thing to remember.
Okay.
You know, Thanksgiving's the fourth Thursday. The Great American Smokeout is the third one. So it's November 17th, and it's the 39th annual. And what the...
Whoa.
I know. The American Cancer Society hosts it. And what they do is they ask people, quit for a day, quit for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So the idea that we're presenting is to businesses. And we're asking businesses to give up tobacco for the day. And what we're trying to do with our larger employers in Columbia and Greene County is to ask them to adopt a tobacco-free grounds policy just for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to help them. We're going to help them with signage. We're going to help them possibly with some NRT. And NRT stands for nicotine replacement therapy, which is gum, lozenges, and the patch. And we're going to ask the non-smokers to support the smokers to make it through the day. And then the idea behind it is that maybe eventually these businesses will adopt a tobacco-free grounds policy permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where is this located? What's your geography?
We cover both Columbia and Greene counties.
Okay, so and do we.
Yeah, exactly. So same demographic. So this is something that we work on year-round. We ask businesses to adopt tobacco-free grounds for the health of their employees. So this just makes sense. This is a good jumping off point. You know, try it for a day, see how it works, get some feedback.
Sounds good. So you're going to go to, how many business do you plan on reaching out to?
Well, we were fortunate enough through Workforce out at Columbia Green Community College. They had us at their HR roundtable. And we presented to quite a few people there. And then they emailed out to all of their mailing lists. So about 40 businesses, larger employers, have received our information on what we're doing for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have started to get some firm commitments. CoArc is going to participate, which they have 450 employees. They estimate they have about 70 smokers. So,
yep, I used to work for CoArc, and I remember the smoke breaks.
Yes.
There were lots of them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is what we try to do when we go out and talk to employers. It costs you $5,800 a year to employ a smoker. And that comes in the way, not in healthcare costs, but in those smoke breaks, the lost time smoking. You know, you go out, the time that you're thinking about, you know, oh, God, I got to get outside and have a cigarette. And then you're outside, you have a cigarette, Susie comes out, so you have another cigarette, then you get back into work, and it's like, what was I doing? So there's a lot of lost productivity that comes along with smoking in the work environment.
Yeah, and if you're a non-smoker, I guess I remember this clearly, like, you're not really allowed to take those breaks.
Right.
So they're out there taking breaks. So I was like, I remember thinking, I should actually, like, fake smoking.
There's some people that do that.
Smoking. Literally, I should take up smoking so I can get these breaks in, because I need a break for like 5 minutes of not so fresh air in that case.
Yes.
And it's just so funny. If you're non-smoker, you're not expected to go outside for 5 minutes and enjoy the beautiful sunshine and then come back in. It's like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
But if you got a cigarette, it's like, oh.
Yeah,
carbon. You're breathing in 75 different chemicals right now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, not really. So this is, we figured that going after doing this for the Great American Smokeout would give people practice, and it would give them a barometer. You know, did people take to this? Did, you know, if we gave them more assistance, were they more likely to do it again? Maybe use it then and do one of these a month until you could adopt a permanent tobacco-free grounds policy. Or maybe move towards, if there isn't any kind of policy that governs, you know, tobacco use in the workplace, look, it's got to be on your 15-minute breaks and your lunch break. Kind of, you know, working towards something and working towards, like, maybe designated smoking areas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, baby steps till you take that big jumping off point.
It's about baby steps. I remember when I moved to Columbia County eons ago, and the Wonder Bar was Cappy's.
That's right.
And I was like, I think I was like 20.
Yeah.
And I would go in there and get a Guinness for like
$2.50. You were 21 then.
No, I was 20. I remember that very specifically. Sorry, Cappy's. Sorry to incriminate you or whatever, but I was definitely, they didn't care that I wasn't 21 yet. And I thought it was so cool I could go in there. Anyway, shouldn't talk about that. Anyway, it was smoke filled. They had a pool table right there, and it was like you couldn't even see.
Yes.
And it was just like that was a lot of bars were, and restaurants even were like that. And then slowly the laws changed, and now you can't smoke in restaurants anywhere or bars,
Clean Indoor Air Act.
It was,
The expanded Clean Indoor Air Act was adopted in 2003.
Okay.
And it was to protect those workers, the people that were bartending and waiting on the tables, the people that may not necessarily be smokers, but they were exposed to a genuine, a terrific amount of secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So it was to protect their health.
Mm-hmm.
And the health of the patrons that didn't smoke.
Right.
So now it's just commonplace. If you go into some of the states, there's only about 29 states in the United States that have a comprehensive Clean Indoor Air Act. So there are states down south where you'll walk in and it's like you've walked back in time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 7 a.m. in the diner and it's just smoke. It smells
yeah,
like
Marlboro.
Bacon and Marlboros. Yeah. Bacon, yeah. Bacon flavored Marlboros. How about that?
Ooh.
There's a new product. If you're listening, Philip Morris, I want royalties. So the Great American Smokeout. So it's very uncommon to actually see smokers in any businesses anymore these days. They've been banned from, of course, school grounds, obviously.
Right.
Only hospitals. The hospital workers actually have to go across the street on the sidewalk there. And so a place like a bar, say, here on Warren Street or whatever, a lot of people go out, you know, and smoke right on the sidewalk in front of the bar. Now, does the bar reserve the right to say no smoking on the sidewalk? What?
That's a gray area.
It's a gray area because it's property. It's kind of public property. It's the sidewalk. But you're technically, as an owner, responsible for your sidewalk. You're supposed to pave it. You're supposed to shovel it.
That's the word. Plow it.
Or plow it with your little mini plow.
Right.
Rake it. Make it safe. It's supposed to be safe.
Right.
And so you would think you would reserve the right to ask for no smoking there, too. So I'm wondering if that might be part of it for some of these
places.
There
have been some municipalities in other areas of the state where hospitals have had a real challenge where neighbors have complained about smoking. You know, they leave your property to come over and smoke in front of my house, you know. So you have the noise, you have the secondhand smoke, you have the litter from the cigarette butts. And in Syracuse, they actually made it where you can't smoke on the sidewalks around the hospitals.
Wow. So where do they go? They're in like elevator shafts and stuff. They're like, it has gotten rough for smokers out there.
I can't imagine
being a smoker anymore these days. Like, where do you go in some cases?
Yeah. And we create these policies so that it reduces the smoking rates.
Right.
You know, Greene County is actually one of the least healthiest counties in the state.
Hmm.
It's 60 out of 62. We do a little bit better in the low 40s or the high 40s, low 50s in Columbia County, depending on what data you look at. But we have a lower smoking rate here, but it's still much higher than the average. We have 21% smoking rate in Columbia County, and the New York State average is 14.6%.
Mm-hmm.
And then Greene County is depending on which data you look at, anywhere from 25 to 27% of the population smokes. Mm. So it has a huge impact on people's health.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we try to create more smoke-free zones. And the less kids see it, the more that we create these smoke-free zones, the less they see it, the less modeling behavior that they take up. So they're less likely to smoke right. than down the road.
Yeah. So how much of your work at Tobacco Free Action involves education? Like, do you work with, do you do campaigns in schools at all? Or at least
we
colleges,
do.
High school or whatever?
We were lucky. On this grant cycle, we had a component that used to be a standalone program rolled into our grant, and it's called Reality Check. And we have a youth coordinator. His name is Christian Harris, and he's working with youth in both counties to educate them and to give them their own voice to speak out against tobacco. Mm-hmm. We had a butt cleanup in what I call a butt cleanup, a cigarette butt cleanup in, you're making me laugh, in Catskill.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Well, it wasn't.
It's a pretty smelly job.
It wasn't as sexy as it sounds. Right. The, you know, there were rubber gloves and plastic bags and whatnot. But we cleaned up the little pocket parks and the slides in the village of Catskill. And within a half an hour, about a two dozen volunteers that were children, or youth, I should say, came up with 4 1-gallon Ziploc baggies stuffed full of cigarette butts.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So we're on the schedule.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we're going to take it one step further. We're going to give those youth that did the pickup a chance to go with us to the village board meeting. We're on the agenda for November 9th. Mm. And they're going to speak out against why this is bad and why something should be done about it.
So where was it located again? Where were,
we did it in the, village of Catskill. And they have little pocket parks
that they call
slides.
Sure, yeah.
There's steps that go up to the next street. So there's about three of those, and then there's three little pocket parks. So in those five little areas, in a half an hour time, we came up with that much cigarette litter.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Whew. It really is.
Well, I think things are changing for the better. I don't know what the statistics are. Maybe you do, about between like 2003 and now, how many smokers there are, how many packs being consumed per year. I know it's a lot still, but
well,
hasn't there been a dent since they jacked the price? We haven't even talked about that, where they doubled the price of a pack of cigarettes.
Well, most of that is we have some of the highest
taxes
in the state.
The cigarette tax in the country,
yeah. I think it's $4.35 a pack is just tax.
It's just tax. Yeah.
So the more expensive you make it, the less convenient you make it, you know, the less people are going to smoke.
It's got to have an impact, right?
It does. Yeah. We're hoping.
So the Great American Smokeout coming up, I want to say November 4th, but it's not. It's the third Thursday in November.
November 17th.
November 17th. And businesses in Columbia and Greene County will be participating on a massive scale, I'm sure.
We hope.
Right?
And if people want to find out more, they can call my office.
Okay. What's the number there?
It is 822-0999.
822-0999. That's a 518, I assume?
518, yeah.
Okay.
We're right here on this side of the river. Yeah.
You were in Hudson. Where are you located? Do you have an office we can come to also if we want to say hi?
Exactly. We are, the county has generously given, the healthcare consortium holds our grant, and we're in the Health and Human Services building right here on Columbia Street at 325 Columbia.
The old gold scrap metal yard area there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
shiny new building now right on Columbia Street here in Hudson.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds fantastic. Good luck getting folks signed up. Are we on your list? Do we count as like someone who can participate?
You certainly
can.
We're
not a business, though. We're a group. We're a nonprofit.
That's fine. Nonprofit. So is CoArc.
So how do you sign up? Are you...
Just contact me.
Yeah.
I'll leave you some information.
Okay. Sign up for the Great American Smokeout.
Yeah.
And call up Lisa Hines at 822-0999
exactly.
in the 518 area code, and you can sign up. It's only one day a year, unfortunately. However, that one day a year makes a big difference because it creates awareness and education, and it's probably really hard for a lot of businesses to do it. When they do it, it probably has like this impact that a lot of it maybe you don't see, but it works, I'm sure.
Williams Lumber was a huge one of our biggest participants last year.
Oh, wow.
They have 8 locations. They have 250 employees. And they, from the ownership, they sent out a memo. And they said, we're going to do this. And they put up posters beforehand. And then on the day of, they inform clients and, you know, people that were going to be shopping in the stores and the vendors that come and deliver that you can't smoke on our property today. So... yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is. Well,
good for you.
It is. Quit for a day, quit for a lifetime.
There you go. Yeah. It is not easy to quit.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I took this job because I quit smoking and I said, what can I do so I can really stay quit?
Yeah.
And I saw this job in the paper and I said, you know, I bet the New York State Department of Health, who funds our program, would really hate it if I smoked.
Yeah, probably is a conflict of interest.
Right.
So that's been helping you. I'm sure that's good to have support. And
it'll be 9 years this Christmas Eve.
Great. Well, can I ask you just totally out of the blue left field question?
Yeah.
Do you do any work at all with like traditional medicinal herbs? I know that there's these mixes out there like sage and mullein that I know some people that actually has helped them quit. I can attest to that where just for that, to get through that oral fixation for the first couple months to, you know, go through the act and then that's
right.
it. And then there's a question of marijuana too. That's a whole another, maybe that's a different
that
show.
That one I don't touch.
Okay, you don't need to talk about that, but where do you guys talk about the other
stuff? Well, I have, when people have called us, we don't do smoking cessation. We refer people to the quit line. But when people call and they say, I've called your quit line, I've tried the patch, I've done this, I've done that. There are 2 people locally that I refer people to. Andrea Elliott, who's an acupuncturist, and she also deals in Chinese herbs and medicines.
I know the name. I think I've met her.
Yeah, she's really terrific. I've gone to her for some back pain and whatnot, and it's unbelievable. But people have gone to her and gotten help, and some of that now regular health insurance is starting to recognize acupuncturists as, you know, people that are real healers.
Yeah.
And so we refer people to her. And then there's another, Susan Salvoy, and she has she's a hypnotist. But she's a medical hypnotist, and she works here in Hudson and in Great Barrington, and people have had success with her. And they're both people that I can attest to that I've had conversations with or have worked with personally and, you know, would definitely feel really comfortable referring people to them.
I've heard nothing but good things about Andrea Elliott here in Hudson.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a variety of things.
Yes.
So, wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good luck with it all.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. If you want to come in on the Monday afternoon show and talk about non-smoking issues.
That would be great.
Or smoking issues.
Maybe I'll come back and I'll tell you how successful we were.
I would love that. That would be really great. And maybe we could talk about e-cigarettes too. I want to have somebody do some research on these things for me because I'm very curious to know because that's the new secondhand smoke. I was getting something at not a grocery store, some store the other day. I don't remember where. And the cashier, like, comes up to the register, and I got my products, and she just takes a big puff of this e-cigarette. It just kind of blows all over. And you don't really smell anything, and it's just whatever. But I'm wondering, like, what am I breathing in? It's so mysterious.
I know. It really is.
So, maybe we could talk about that next time, too.
I would like that.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to play a song, and any last-minute things you want to... Great American Smokeout, third Thursday. That's November 17th in November. Businesses all over Columbia and Greene County participating. Get a hold of Tobacco-Free Action, Lisa Hines at 518-822-0990. I remembered?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Kieran.
You bet, Lisa. All right.